Many human diseases have a genetic component. Only a few are simple and occur because one gene is mutated. For example, sickle cell anemia. One disease, actually a set of diseases, is caused by a lack of full function in the gene SCN2A. This gene codes for production of a key part of a channel for sodium ions in our cells. We should have two copies of the gene, one on a chromosome coming from our mother and another on a chromosome coming from our father. If one of these two copies doesn't work right because of a mutation, we can develop a form of autism or intellectual disability or epilepsy that's very hard to control. Serena Tamura and 27 colleagues at three major research centers tested a potential cure using mice as a study system. The mice had one defective copy of the gene. The idea is to dial up the expression of the working copy of the gene. They edited another gene that promotes the activity of the SCN2A gene. To do this, they used the dramatic CRISPR system, the development of which gained the Nobel Prize in 2020. Hey, the treatment worked. There are steps before the cure can be applied in humans, starting with developing safe tests to reveal a defective gene, testing the CRISPR editing in human cells, and then in humans. The payoff can be big. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.